You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? Well, today I'm going to talk about a story that I wrote, which isn't something that I normally do because I don't spend a lot of time writing. I spend most of my time being the manager and the bureaucrat. But there came an opportunity to write about a new partnership just been announced between Microsoft and Land O'Lakes. Of course, piqued my interest because as anybody watching this video series knows, I've spent the last 3 months living on an old dairy farm. And a lot of this partnership is about the dairy industry. So what's going on? Well, the first interesting thing is that Microsoft, as has been the case multiple times under Satya Nadella, is trying to form big partnerships with companies that you don't think of normally as tech companies, to bring tech to places where it's a little unexpected. And farming is a very interesting industry in this regard. It takes place in rural areas with limited Wi-Fi, and electricity goes in and out. But also, farming is very data intensive when you look at it closely. Every efficiency you can bring to every acre matters immensely. Farmers have been collecting data on crop yields forever. I look particularly at the dairy industry, where farmers use genomic analysis of cows to measure the likely fertility of offspring, or the size of offspring, where farmers have been putting pedometers on cows to see who's walking a lot, which might be a sign of estrus. And so what Microsoft and Land O'Lakes, which we know for its butter, but it's mostly a farming cooperative, what they're doing is trying to build a new set of tools for farmers to allow dairy farmers, for example, to implement facial recognition technology and sensors in stalls to see when the cows come in and when the cows come out, to use, down the line, advanced genomic analysis, and to pull all this together and to use Microsoft's capabilities in AI to make the dairy farming more efficient. Now, will this work? Surely, to some degree, the technology will be helpful. My biggest concern is about equality. I want America's small farms to do well. If you introduce a lot of big tech tools, maybe it just helps the big farms. They can afford them. Maybe it gives them ever more of an advantage. To counter that, Microsoft and Land O'Lakes are also setting up lots of Wi-Fi hotspots and trying to build up infrastructure in rural farming areas, which will allow everybody, to some degree, to take advantage of these new tools. So there's a lot of tech out on the farms already, but the more you can get farmers to understand AI as artificial intelligence, not just artificial insemination, then it's probably a good thing. I want America's farms to be as successful, as prosperous, and as thriving as possible. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.